Informed, Not Inflamed Media.
And hi, everyone. John Daly here. So I have plenty of tips on how to become informed and how to do it efficiently. This is going to be one of my best. It involves using Twitter. Now, if you do this, then you will probably be more informed than most journalists. By doing this for 15 minutes a day, you will get more news and information than you would in watching 3 or 4 hours of cable news. This will also keep you safe. It will also keep you in touch when really big stories are about to happen. Just go to informednotinflamed.com on February 14th, 2017, and you can see my column on how I covered the Paris attacks in November of 2015 using this method. The revelation to me was I had a number of parents from across the United States who had kids studying in Paris at the time. They followed me until they heard their kids were safe. I felt like I did more that night as a journalist than I ever did as a news anchor or a TV news reporter. So it's great for breaking news. It's also great for deciphering all the slanted messages that you're getting through different media outlets. Again, we're all biased. The media is biased. They're biased because they want to make a profit and they're taking care of an audience. Still, if you want to be informed, you need to wade through it all. This is how you do it. First, create a totally separate Twitter account from your personal account. This might require a separate email address. You can call it whatever you want. So for instance, mine is John Daly News. All you have to do is go check it out and follow me there. However, I will not follow you back unless you are a news organization. So that's your first rule. Don't follow any friends or public figures on a Twitter news site unless they are involved in bringing you credible news. So once you have it set up, start following various news organizations. Here's the criteria. Follow news organizations on the right, on the left, and in the middle. One of the things you want to do is to follow credible news organizations. Why is it? Well, these organizations have a legal reason to post stories that have good sourcing. Yes, some news organizations get it wrong. Other news organizations are going to slant a story towards their audience. That's fine. That's why you get different news organizations on different sides of the so-called left-right divide. So who do you follow? Well, I follow about 400 different news organizations, but that's me. For you, follow 20, 30 at the most. Follow the traditionals, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, and the Associated Press. Now, on the left, I'll follow Talking Points Memo. On the right, I follow the National Review. Right down the middle, I follow The Economist. Are there others? Sure. Go to my page again. It's at John Daly News on Twitter, and you can get some of the many that I follow. Don't be afraid to follow people also on the alt-left and the alt-right. You need to hear what they're saying. Now, this is one of the great tips I got from my sources deep within intelligence. They told me you need to listen to what they're saying because it may not be the whole truth, but you're going to get an idea about what they're thinking and what could be happening. Now, if you just stick with this group of news sources here, the ones that I just talked about now, you probably will have more than enough to do the next step. And that step is going to your news feed each day for 15 minutes. Take a look at what these news organizations or journalists are posting. Speed read. Don't get bogged down. If there's an article that is really important to you, you can email it to yourself or read it right there. Now, once you get into the habit of reading quickly from different points of view on the same story, then you will get a fuller and richer understanding of what is really going on. Okay, here's the safety tip I was talking about. This is how you do it using Twitter, using this Twitter news feed. This will help you if there are any emergencies in your area. Here's what you do. Find the local TV news station that does the best live breaking news. Find a reporter who seems to do a lot of breaking news. Follow him or her. Then, and here's the key, look for other news personnel from the same station. The person you want to follow is the assignment desk editor. Why? That is the person who's listening to the scanners and directing and reporters and photographers to breaking news stories. The assignment manager will tweet ahead of time things like, hey, did anybody see this in your area? Did anybody see this happening? That is a heads up to you. Now, something might not have happened, but something might be going down. Either way, you have a little bit of a heads up, even before it's news. I know I criticize TV news a lot for their sports and entertainment bias that seems to detract from real news. However, when it comes to breaking news and trying to keep the audience safe, TV news does it very, very well, and nobody does it better. Okay, now you have the chance to do it even better yourself. So go set up your Twitter news feed. Talk at you later. Thanks.
For more on John Daly, including his blog postings and instructional videos, go to informednotinflamed.com.